Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by McVeigh Insurance Agency, your auto owner's no-problem people at 704 North Van Dyke Road in Bad Axe. And the Michigan State Police are urging motorists to make safe choices behind the wheel after a suspected drunk driver crashed into two patrol vehicles early Saturday morning in Genesee County. Investigators say the incident happened around 2:30 a.m. along Dort Highway near Francis Road, where troopers had closed the northbound lane while crews responded to a barn fire. One trooper remained inside the patrol vehicle as another was outside placing emergency flares. Police say both patrol cars had their emergency lights activated. According to state police, a 29-year-old driver was traveling at a high rate of speed when his vehicle struck one patrol car, pushing it into the second cruiser before leaving the roadway and coming to a rest in a ditch. Authorities say the driver was allegedly intoxicated and was also found to be driving without a valid license or insurance. Investigators further determined he was wanted on a probation violation warrant from Lapeer County. Following the investigation, he was taken to the Lapeer County Jail. One trooper was transported to a local hospital with minor injuries. No other injuries were reported. Michigan State Police say the completed investigation will be forwarded to the Genesee County Prosecutor's Office for review of possible charges. And the village of Owendale now has a web presence. ThumbWire designed a website, owendalemi.gov, and there is also a logo now for the village as well. The new site makes it easier for residents and visitors to find important information, to stay up to date with village news, and to access community resources. The logo is gold and green and says the village was established in 1887. It also has images of wheat, leaves, acorns, and an image of the state with Huron County at the tip of the mitten highlighted in gold. When we come back from this McVeigh Insurance Agency sponsor message, we'll continue with our local news.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
Combine your policies and save big with the McVeigh Insurance Agency. Hi, this is Claire Watson. We offer multi-policy discounts when you have your home, automobile, and life insurance with the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. For a free quote, call 989-269-9977.
Programming the thermostat. Matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an Auto Owner's Insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Combine your policies and save big with the McVeigh Insurance Agency. Hi, this is Claire Watson. We offer multi-policy discounts when you have your home, automobile, and life insurance with the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. For a free quote, call 989-269-9977.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, two suspects are in custody following a drive-by shooting investigation in Lapeer County, with detectives continuing to investigate a second shooting that occurred just days later. The Lapeer County Sheriff's Office says deputies responded to Angle Road in Mayfield Township on June 26 after multiple shots were fired at a home from a passing vehicle. Investigators reviewed security camera footage and determined seven rounds were fired from a dark-colored Chevrolet Impala. 9mm shell casings were recovered at the scene. 2 days later, deputies were called back to the same area after another report of gunfire at a different residence. Investigators say five shots were fired from a passing GMC Acadia. No shell casings were located during that investigation. Search warrants and interviews led detectives to arrest a 19-year-old woman and a 21-year-old man in connection with the first shooting. Their names have not been released pending arraignment. The second shooting remains under investigation, and anyone with information is asked to contact the Lapeer County Sheriff's Office. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy. A net news update was brought to you by McVeigh Insurance Agency, your auto owner's no problem people at 704 North Van Dyke Road in Bad Axe.